Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a wonderful musician who travelled alone as he went from town to town to perform. He enjoyed walking through the forest and thinking of all manner of things as he journeyed. But one day, he ran out of things to think about. So he said to himself, "Time does not pass as quickly as it did when I had my thoughts with me. So I will find a companion for myself." He took his fiddle from his pack and began to play as loudly as he could. And the music echoed through the trees, and the forest was at once enchanted with the musician's sweet sounds. It was not long after he began to play that a wolf came trotting toward him. "Hmm," he said to himself, "I have no use for a wolf." But the wolf came closer and said to him,
"Dear musician, how beautifully you do play. I too would like to play as you do."
"Well, I could teach you," the musician replied, "but you must do all that I tell you."
"I shall obey you as an apprentice obeys his master," cried the wolf.
And so the wolf followed the musician. They came to an old oak tree, which was hollow on the inside and split in the middle.
"If you desire to learn to fiddle, you must place your two front paws into the crevice," the musician told his companion.
The wolf obeyed. And with mighty swiftness, the musician picked up a stone and jammed it into the crevice so that the wolf was trapped.
"Stay here until I come back to fetch you," the musician said,
and he went on his way. After a while, he said to himself again, "Time does not pass as quickly as it did when I had my thoughts with me, so I must find another companion for myself." He took his fiddle from his pack and again began to play. And the music echoed through the trees, and the forest was once again enchanted with the musician's sweet sounds. It was not long after he began to play that a fox crept out from behind a bush and walked toward him.
"Hmm," he said to himself, "I have no use for a fox."
But the fox walked right up to him and said,
"Dear musician, how beautifully you do play. I too would like to play as you do."
"Well, I could teach you," the musician replied, "but you must do all that I tell you."
"I shall obey you as an apprentice obeys his master," cried the fox.
And so the fox followed the musician. Soon they passed a strawberry bush, and the musician stopped and pulled two of its branches straight.
"Little fox, give me your paw and I will teach you something."
The fox gave him his paw, and the musician tied it to one of the branches.
"Now, give me a second."
And the fox gave the musician his other forepaw, and he tied it to the other branch. The musician tested his knots and knew they were tight.
He let the branches go, and the little fox was stuck there, tied to the strawberry bush. "Stay here until I come back to fetch you," the musician said,
and he went on his way. Not long after, the musician said for the third time,
"Time does not pass as quickly as it did when I had my thoughts with me. So I must find another companion for myself."
He took his fiddle from his pack and again began to play. And the music echoed through the trees, and the forest was yet again enchanted with the musician's sweet sounds. It was not long after he began to play that a hare hopped toward him.
"Ugh," he said to himself, "if I've no use for a wolf or a fox, I certainly have no use for a hare."
But the hare hopped right up to him and said,
"Dear musician, how beautifully you do play. I too would like to play as you do.
Oh, I could teach you, the musician replied. But you must do all that I tell you.
I shall obey you as an apprentice obeys his master,
cried the hare. And so the hare followed the musician. They walked for a bit until the musician noticed a mighty willow tree. He pulled some string from his sack and told the hare,
hop right up to the tree trunk and I shall teach you something.
And he tied one end of the string to the tree trunk and the other around the hare's neck and said,
wait here until I come back to fetch you.
The musician went on his way. In the meantime, the wolf had pushed and pulled and wiggled, and finally the stone came loose and he was free.
He was filled with rage at what the musician had done to him, and so he set out to find him, all the while wanting to tear him to shreds. When the fox saw the wolf running by, he cried, oh, brother wolf, help me, I beg you. The musician has betrayed me. The wolf gnawed the cord in two and set the fox free. I will join you, brother wolf, for I too would like revenge on the musician.
On their way, they found the hare still tied to the willow tree. They released her and she joined them on their quest for vengeance. As he went on his way, the musician had once more decided to play his fiddle in the middle of a meadow. And this time, the sound reached the ears of a woman, a widow, who made her living cutting wood. She stopped her cutting and, with axe in hand, walked to the musician and listened to his music.
At last I've found the right companion, the musician thought to himself as he played. I've no use for an animal, but a human, and beautiful at that. She is who I have been seeking.
And he played so beautifully that the widow's heart lifted. She could not take her eyes from him. Suddenly, the wolf, the fox, and the hare came dashing out of the trees. Their intent was clear to the woodcutter, and she stood in front of the musician and raised her axe.
If you wish to harm him, you shall have to deal with me first, she warned.
Then we shall, they replied.
What is it he has done to you? The woodcutter asked.
We offered him companionship, and all he did was trick us, trap us, and left us as if we were nothing.
The woodcutter turned to the musician.
Is this the truth?
The musician turned and began to run. The woodcutter raised her axe, and from it came a bolt of lightning. The musician was frozen in his tracks. He could not move.
Musician, it is clear you have no heart. All creatures of this world should be treated with kindness and with respect. And until you are able to grow a kind heart, you shall not be able to play music, said the woodcutter.
And she lowered her axe, and the musician could once again move. But he tried to play his fiddle, and his fingers would not play. And he tried with all his might, but it was no use.
Let kindness in, and you shall play again. Now be gone with you.
The musician ran into the forest and disappeared. The woodcutter turned to the animals.
I am alone here and in need of friends. If it is companionship you want, I invite you to join me at my table. I have lunch prepared and it is far too much for me alone.
And so the wolf, the fox and the hare joined the woodcutter at her table, and they all remained friends and never again worried about the musician. The end.
And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.